collectivization, you're going to correct me on this, ties the peasants to collective farms, forces them to work on collective farms, in effect reintroducing serfdom. Have I got that right?
Yes, that's basically the story.
All right. Yeah. And you write here that Stalin, in imposing collectivization, enslaved 100 million people. Again, yes. I got that right. All right.
Yes.
Why? Why was that necessary? Why was collectivization of such importance to Stalin?
In the old days, people argued that it was necessary because this is how you modernized a peasant country.
Right.
You modernized the peasant country through coercion. You used the state to force everybody to do what the state needed them to do, and that's how you built an industrial power out of a peasant country.
Marxism, Leninism, and collectivization is necessary. How come?
So
within those terms, how come?
Marxism is about the transcendence of capitalism. Capitalism is evil, alienation, exploitation, war, mass unemployment and depressions. So in order to get to a better place in history, Marx argued, capitalism had to be transcended, the Hegelian word, Aufhebung.